Home to over 60,000 South Sudan refugees, Uganda's Yumbe district is grappling to contain the spread of COVID-19 in the Bidibidi settlement. Authorities are structuring ways to limit the passage of refugees to and from South Sudan in an effort to keep the outbreak from spreading. Solomon Osakan is the refugee desk officer of Uganda's West Nile region. He says authorities have resolved to close the borders to new refugee entry into camps.
The last time new arrivals came, somewhere 10 of them tested COVID positive. Somewhere again, another lot, there were 3 that tested COVID positive. So it means they are coming with this disease. If we allow them to continue coming, they are going to infect people in the settlement and so many deaths will occur.
Caroline Angoleret is Yumbe Resident District Commissioner. She says plans are underway to set up COVID-19 screening points at all the porous border crossings to ensure all those found positive are isolated and treated before entering the settlements.
For the settlement camp where the spread is increasing day by day, we have advised our teams on ground to stay vigilant. And then the settlement commandant and UNHCR had to sit with different implementing partners to see how to curb the situation in the settlements. We resolved that. We set up COVID-19 checkpoints in sub-counties across the border for us to be in position to test people who come in. And we also want to strictly monitor those porous border points to mitigate on the movement of these people.
There is growing panic that the uncontrolled movement of refugees could worsen the already surging COVID numbers in Uganda. However, Martin Oroch, the Arua Resident City Commissioner, is hopeful the recent directive by President Museveni banning inter-district vehicle movement could help in curbing the spread.
I am aware we have some of them who are not in the camp but stay with us in the city here. And once in a while they move to check on their relatives, and others come from other districts like Yumbe, Koboko, to Arua. In this case, this directive will apply to everybody. They are not going to move from one district to another. Ministry of Health is arranging to send more testing kits to our health facilities.
Uganda is among the East African countries that included refugees in their COVID-19 vaccination plans. However, vaccination teams have faced a challenge of hesitancy among refugees to take the COVID jab. This is Catherine Nambi for VOA News in Kampala.